The other work on this program is from a new CD of Augusta Reed Thomas, composer in residence of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. We'll be hearing the Chicago Music Now Ensemble, an 18-member mini-orchestra conducted by Pierre Boulez, with soprano Christine Brandes. The piece is called In My Sky at Twilight. It is in two sections, Deeper Than All Roses, consisting of the setting of 10 poetry fragments, and Lament, consisting of 6. It was commissioned by William G. Simpson in loving memory of Marilyn M. Simpson by her devoted family. You will hear in the music and in Thomas's commentary how this loving memory is dealt with. The poetry is by Robert Browning, Flaubert, Sappho, E.E. Cummings, Anonymous Ancients, Gerald Manley Hopkins, and more. It's in English, and I hope you'll be able to understand the words because they are beautiful and because they are masterfully set by Thomas. But if you can't catch all the words, or even any of them, know that they are songs of passion and love, and just enjoy the music. First, let's listen to Augusta Reed Thomas talking about this project, and then we'll hear the piece. At the beginning of the narrative, she refers to her piece, Words of the Sea. We'll listen to that some other day. It's the other piece on this CD, which, by the way, was on the New Yorker list of the 10 top CDs of the year.
In My Sky at Twilight is a work that I wrote approximately 7 years after Words of the Sea. And in that work, I was asked to make a piece which in some way dealt with the chasm which separates people who are alive from people who are dead, in particular lovers, in which one lover has remained alive and the other one has died. My vocal works, of which there are many, many pieces, I always have set complete poems of Dickinson or of Hopkins or of Tennyson or so on and so forth. And I've never before used fragments of text, but in My Sky at Twilight, I wanted to make a certain kind of dreamscape, as if the entire piece was a dream. I wanted that kind of energy and passion in these texts because of the subject matter I was trying to convey. It's so different from all the other vocal works that I've written where I set the complete text or several texts of one poet in their complete form. This is very different because, in a way, one does not feel a slave to the text, if you know what I mean, where you have like this 40-line text and you have to set each line, and then you feel a little tiny bit handcuffed. In a way, this is very freeing. You can paint your own picture and make it into something unique. I love setting texts, I should say, and I don't know if I will ever again do fragments of text. I probably will never do it again in my entire life. But it was fun to do in this particular composition. And I've always thought and believed that if one sets a text, and the text is like one, and you add to it music, which is one, it has to add up to more than two. You know, 1 + 1 should equal 17 or 29. It has to multiply. It has to turn into something bigger. And No matter what text you're setting, there's a great responsibility to make it into something more, because otherwise the poem was just fine on its own. It didn't need any of us composers to go and set it.